With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Utter devastation in Illinois. Five people, including three small children, have been killed when a school bus and a semi collided. Four people on the bus, the three children and the driver. The truck driver was also killed. Schuyler County Sheriff Bill Redshaw says the five deaths hitting hard in the very small town.
Not really words at this time that can be said to anybody, especially to the families. Schuyler County is a small county, small community, Raceville, Illinois. It's a close-knit family, and when you have lost a life like this, it's devastating. It's quite a tragedy.
The investigation continues. House Republicans are moving ahead now with legislation. It would require Chinese company ByteDance to sell TikTok or else face an outright ban in America. House leadership has slated a vote on that measure for Wednesday. Speaker Mike Johnson and others have come out in favor of the bill. And Representative Michael McCaul, who chairs the House Committee on Foreign Affairs, says he's confident the bill is going to sail in the House. Also at SRNNews.com, Secretary of State Antony Blinken announcing an additional $100 million to finance the deployment of a multinational force mission to Haiti following a meeting with Caribbean leaders in Jamaica.
The United States Department of Defense is doubling its approved support for the mission from $100 million to $200 million. And that brings the total U.S. support to $300 million for this effort. I'm also announcing additional humanitarian assistance for the people of Haiti, $33 million to further support their health and food security.
Haiti has been racked by ongoing violence by a number of gangs, and U.S. Marines were sent in over the weekend. This is SRN News. A new Holocaust museum opening this weekend in the Netherlands that tells the story of a number of Dutch victims.
This institution is the first and only museum on the persecution of Jews in the Netherlands during occupation by the Nazis in the Second World War. Three quarters of Dutch Jews, more than 100,000 people, were killed, the vast majority having been deported to concentration camps. The museum also documents the persecution of other groups, including Dutch Roma.
The BBC's Danny Eberhardt reporting. Ukrainian and allied officials criticizing Pope Francis for saying Kyiv should have the courage to negotiate and end the war with Russia, a statement many interpreted as a call on Ukraine to surrender. The foreign minister of Poland and Ukraine's ambassador to the Vatican both used World War II analogies to condemn the pontiff's remarks. This is SRN News. Five skiers have been found dead in Switzerland. Here's correspondent Charles de la Desma.
Rescue authorities announced a search in difficult weather conditions on Sunday for six skiers who went missing over the weekend near Switzerland's famed Matterhorn. The group set off on Saturday on a route between the resort town of Zermatt at the foot of the Matterhorn and the village of Arola near the border with Italy. Rescuers and a mountain police team deployed near the Dent Blanche or White Tooth cabin found the bodies of five of the missing skiers. The search for the sixth person continues. I'm Charles de la Desma.
A day of mixed trading on Wall Street Monday. Dow Industrials gained 47 points. S&P 500, though, was off 5 for the day. The Nasdaq down 65, and oil fell 18 cents. More details at srnnews.com.